Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a special announcement regarding our usual dynamic duo, Toscano and Chang. Here on Back to the 80s Radio, regrettably today, Toscano and Chang will not be gracing the airwaves due to an unforeseen circumstance related to their hair. But fear not, because we've arranged for an equally incredible duo to step in, keep the vibes alive. Today, you'll be in the capable hands of the mechanics, Rusty and Zeke, who are thrilled to bring you a unique and entertaining show here on Back to the 80s. So get ready. Tune in as Rusty and Zeke take the helm, ensuring you still enjoy your favorite tunes, engaging discussions, and a dose of mechanic humor on the only Back to the 80s Radio.
Hooters out there, this is Rusty, that's right, the mechanical wizard. You're listening to Back to the 80s Radio. God damn, we took over the station because those are them rods, who knows where the hell they're at. That was some wasted years by my favorite metal band. Get it on, Maiden, baby, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to be playing all kinds of shit, kicking metal. Tonight, you better hold on to your saddles. Is my partner in crime, the mechanical wizard of all time, Zeke.
Hello, Rusty. It's been a while. It's been a while since we haven't been on the air here.
Oh, you sound a little slow. Are you taking some of them, cotton swabs or oxy swabs,
I'm
whatever.
Taking some of this guava cannabis-infused guava tropical gummy. And I got to tell you, Rusty, this is gosh dang good. So anyway, it got me going pretty slow, but that's okay. I'm back up and riding along here, but happy to be on Back to the 80s Radio. It's too bad them two gentlemen, you know, that long-haired little fella and then that short-haired little fella. But that's okay because we're here to play the better music. I got to tell you something. Did you know that today somebody went up and stole from a statue of Abraham Lincoln? They stole his top hat made out of pure bronze from a sculpture. This happened in Ohio River over there in Kentucky in Louisville. They took Abraham Lincoln's top hat. Now, why would you want to ever do something like that?
Well, Zeke, I'm going to tell you right now, we live in a time where all kinds
Was that you, Rusty?
No,
it was that you, Rusty?
No. Now, remember, I had nothing to do with those catalytic converter problems, but I do know they're worth some cash-a-rooney. Now, the top hat of the great Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves and opened the doors for a possibility of equality, which today in America we have yet seen. I think in America, it's kind of like an engine with a bad exhaust. We've kind of backfired. We kind of gathered up to move an engine really quick and finely tuned, but some type of a clog still got in there and we're backfiring. That's what I think about society and racial tension.
This generation's asleep, and this song's going out to all you sleepyheads that talk in your sleep. Here's 1983 from the album In Heat. Here's a classic rock song from 83. It's not really classic rock, but anyway, here's the Romantics with a song called Talking in Your Sleep for all you sleepy new generation kids.
Hey, this is Laurie Miller from the first and original Exposé, and you're listening to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. Let me be the one.
everybody. Back to the 80s radio. You are on the Mechanical Line. That's right. We ain't in Detroit, but me and Zeke are running the show. Them two fancy pants sailor so cold L.A. sisters ain't in the studio, but we are. We're playing some of the music we love, and that was some Stray Cats with I Won't Stand in Your Way. And something by Talking in Your Sleep by the Romantics. If you think us mechanics don't know music, we got to kick you straight up in the ass. You know what I mean? We got to change your gaskets. Hey, Zeke, you got to tell these folks we know music of the 80s. I mean, Lord sakes, me and this boy right here, we went to so many metal festivals, pop festivals, man. We went to Rage Cage parties before they were Rage. Zeke, why don't you lay down some justice on these here city folks?
You know, Rusty, that reminds me of back in 1988, all through the 80s, actually, but in particular, 1986. I know I say 88, but oh my goodness, everything was going right in 1986. We had just finished the 85 worldwide concert for AIDS. We finished in 1983, and then everybody from metal. But then 1986 came, and we got a whole new set of songs. Now, I got to tell you, Rusty, I miss those days. I'll tell you what, I don't know what to say about today. I could tell you that with everything happening in the politics, my goodness, today, I can't take it. And everybody's getting offended for anything. Can you imagine if they would have grown up like you and me, Rusty? They would have died.
Oh, Zeke, I'll tell you, there's nothing but a bunch of pansy asses and candy ass whippersnappers out in the society streets today. They're like, I would say, an Isuzu engine in a Chevy Love. Whack, 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 it's going to crack. You know what I'm saying?
Chevy Love trucks.
There's one thing that I truly miss. Back in the 80s, when me and you were some high school runabouts, I was looking like I should have been in Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Hey, you know what? You mentioned some cars from back in the 1980s. Do you remember the Chevy Love truck? That was just as popular as a Ford Escort.
Oh, my God. Buddy, I remember I had a chance to buy myself a mini truck. Remember the mini trucks when everybody was lowering them and cruising with big sound systems, and we cut the shocks off and drop them? You couldn't carry a carton of eggs in one of them gosh darn mini trucks back in the 80s. But here's a story about a young man here. So I bought myself a Chevy Love truck after a horrible accident I had when I was residing in Southern California. I had myself. I wiped out my Nova Super Sport doing 90 miles an hour on the 60 freeway. I spun around five times. It had an Isuzu engine. Oh, it was so killer.
Whatever happened to that Ford Tempo you used to drive? You know, the color was khaki on one side and the other side was like a darker color.
Oh, that's right. Me and my good cousin in Los Angeles, Roberto, because I've got a little bit of Mexican in me, so...
Okay. What did I say wrong?
I didn't say nothing wrong. I sold that vehicle for a cool $12,000, and I went ahead and I put that money together with some other money, and I bought myself my first Chevy K5 Blazer, 1983, the last of the K5s, root beer brown, and that thing shined.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't believe a word this man says. The man's still driving a Because I seen you driving the Ford Temple still.
The only thing you drove on was your Schwinn Scrambler that you polished up from the 70s. And you rode around in that, but you never took that fancy IROC out of your garage in the 80s because you were afraid of scratching it. Besides, you were getting call girls like you were ordering pizza and you never came out of your rooms. You were like a hobbit. You hoarder hobbit. That's what you
guilty
were.
Guilty as charged, Rusty. And you know what? I was working under cover of the night. Just like this following song, one of the great underrated Stones nuggets from their most underrated era, 1983. Here's the Rolling Stones. I'm back to the 80s with Under Cover of the Night. Ha ha!
Ever wish you could go back to the 80s with the crazy clothes and those wacky hairdos? Well, let Toscano and Chang transport you back in time, back to the 80s.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Back to the 80s Radio. Ha ha! I don't know who said that this job ain't hard. You just heard a couple of great songs. One of those songs was, of course, the great rockers, the Rolling Stones themselves, and then followed by a song written and sung by lead guitarist Pete Townshend, appears as their sixth track on the group's 1982 studio album, It's Hard. Billboard 100. Number 25, that was Eminence Front by The Who. Speaking of The who in the hell told some of these people how to dress? Every time you see a music video back in the 1980s, it was horrendous with the way they dressed.
Mick Jagger wearing a football jersey from the Philadelphia Eagles with bicycle pants. Jimi Hendrix never dressed like some tripped out Firefly. Well, hell, one of the greatest musical artists of all time, who not only changed fashion and made a face for it, but did the same with his musical content and albums and musical style, the great David Bowie. We're going to talk about fashion. There's a cat that had lots of fashion.
That's right, Boy George, Roxette.
How the hell can anybody make a mop look cool with a couple of headpieces and some makeup? God damn, Boy George had it going. I got no problem with anybody's gander, but you look at Boy George with that mop top and some of those fancy scarves in his hair and that makeup, you turn your head, he's going to look like a scarlet sun. And they made some music. They were fearless. Fearless.
I could tell you another band that was fearless, but they didn't have any fashion sense whatsoever. Fleetwood Mac. Gosh dang, every time I saw Fleetwood Mac, it's like I'm looking at my dad go shopping at Fedco.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac. Now, there's a goddamn band that everybody sang except the bass player. And the funny thing about Fleetwood Mac is everybody was banging each other. Hell, Mick Fleetwood banged both them gals. Both them gals are hotties. But I care for the songs by Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. I do dig me some Stevie Nicks, kind of mysterious, kind of sexy, but kind of seems like she smoked a couple of doobies a little bit too much or some cigarettes. Kind of like the way Lucille Ball sounded in the later days, kind of raspy. I'll take me some Christine McVie. Talking about fashion, they all had some fashion. You go ahead and look at Lindsey Buckingham. Guy had some fashion. He went from looking like a Jimi Hendrix Santana-looking character into some kind of an alternative, maybe Gary Numan, We Are Devo kind of shit. I don't know, with a blazer. Far-fetched away from what David Bowie did. David Bowie went from Ziggy Stardust to looking like kind of a street beat tough kind of guy that has some knowledge and sells good blow in a library with a very chiseled looking face. We're talking about fashion. Come on.
Well, what about Kim Carnes in 1980 when she sang Betty Davis Eyes? She came out looking like a spy from 007, all dressed in silver. The woman looked like a robot or like a TV dinner.
Well, we're going to talk about hair. Well, fashion is hair, of course. It's what started that glam bam sissy metal where everybody started wearing permed hair and everybody was wearing tight pants, smelling like Aquanet and wearing leg warmers. We're going to talk about hair. Well, hell yeah. Then we're going to have to talk about gals that had hair back then with heart. You remember when them sisters went glam and their hair poofed up? Like, they looked like maybe they were on Dynasty or some kind of crap show like that where everybody looked sexy and had big hair. Hell, we can talk about that sissy band White Lion and Whitesnake. What happened to the rainbow David covered will turn into Whitesnake? Here I go again. Keep crying like a sissy and you ain't got no balls. You're going to go all over again. You're going to be like a car with only two tires on the left side going in circles, son. You know what I'm talking about, Zeke? God damn it.
What about, hey, Rusty, what about that fancy perm and the fancy black perm that Oates had and Hall was sporting them long Goldilocks hair? Hey, Hall & Oates, would you make my dreams come true from 1980?
Oh, man.
And then we can't forget about Poison. Holy Toledo. Poison.
Them boys look just like Kiss, but women. Them boys look like Cher with clothes. I'll set it. You ever been to the rainbow?
I've been to that rainbow one time. I saw that Chang fella in a back stall in the bathroom, and guess who? There were four sets of feet in there.
What are you talking about?
And the first person who came out of where that stall is with Chang was the last one.
Cheech and Chong.
Lita Ford. Lita Ford came out of that stall, and she had her guitar with her. I don't know what Chang was doing with Lita Ford, but I tell you what. Kiss Me Deadly wasn't a hit for no reason.
You know what? Let's go ahead and end this conversation right here. You're listening back to the goddamn ADOs with Zeke, the mechanical freak, and everybody's truly Rusty, the solid dog pipe. We're going to take you out a little bit with some hotness. Miss Lita Ford right here, the one and only, back to the goddamn 80s radio.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I did a good laid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing.
Und der Oberbrockner mir eine Suppe.
Back to the damn 80s. You're hitting it home with Rusty and Zeke. We took control because we got the wrenches and all the vice grips to get it on tonight. Talking about big hair tonight. Holy mackerel. We just heard a little bit of heart. Them big hair sisters with What About Love. Them girls were hotness. Hair or no hair or that. I remember when Lita Ford was jamming with the Runaways and Joan Jett. And they didn't have no big hair. They just look like some tough girls.
You know, we were talking about fashion. I know we're not talking about fashion anymore, but there were two bands of the 80s that put a whole new definition on fashion. One of them was Duran Duran and a Flock of Seagulls. Flock of Seagulls.
Oh,
man,
my God.
These boys took fashion to another level. I mean, they had songs like Space Age Love Song. Come on.
Flock of Seagulls. It looked like a seagull did a flock of doo-doo on their hair, dippity-doo. What the hell is that on his head?
What about that singer from The Cure, Robert Smith. Did you see his hair?
Man, I'm telling you, I have to agree with Chang when he says that feller right there looks exactly like that scary-ass creature in that Saw movie. I'll tell you, rides out on that little bicycle. It's like, God damn.
Speaking of Liza Minnelli, did you vote for Reagan back then? Because now that we're getting close to voting season here in the United States next year, did you vote for Reagan? Or did you vote for, who was going against Reagan back then? Was it Walter Mondale?
Yes, it was Wally Mondale. He was more or less like someone that worked at, I'd say a library or maybe like an old veterinarian. He had really no personality. You know, he had some ideas, but if you ain't got no funk, nobody's going to want to hear you're a skunk. And I wasn't going to buy into that. Wait a minute here, Zeke. God damn, you asked me a question. These good folks want to hear the answer.
You voted for Reagan. Stop lying. You voted for Reagan.
First year that I could vote. I remember I was living in Southern California. I already had a work permit. I was already working at a liquor store.
You were in your 50s back then.
You son of a monkey. I'm gonna set you straight.
You wouldn't.
I'm gonna smack you so hard that the rest of your head's going to fall off, and that's not much to say. Anyway, back to my story. Good God.
Talk about fake news.
Talk about fake news.
If you went to prom in the 80s, then you know how it was to go out, especially over there by Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Gap Band rolled out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And on that note, here back to the 80s, you dropped a bomb on me, baby. This is back to the 80s, and this is the Gap Band.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game. Hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. They're gonna go all the way.
Oh, yeah. Back to the 80s radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the goddamn 80s radio. You are hanging out with Zeke, the mechanical freak, and everybody's favorite wrench monkey. And in between the sheets, I am the sheik under the hood, Rusty Dog. And we're getting the funk and funky out tonight. Oh, yeah, baby. We had a little bit of drop the bomb on you, baby. Oh, I'm going to drop the bomb on his sister tonight. And everybody's freak, the super freak, Mr. Rick James. I bet you goddamn Yankee doodle diddly doos didn't even know me and Zeke here can drop the funk and get funked up. We're going to get funked up, right, buddy? No funk up a pinto, if you know what I'm talking about, buddy.
Pinto, you know what? That reminds me. I saw a guy driving a green pinto. You know what kind of green it was? You know the color of green that when people pick
avocado.
When people pick their nose, it's that type of green, the green that looks like somebody just chucked one, just like that. Anyway.
But Zeke, the last time we had a car in the shop, I don't know if you remember, somebody brought that Cadillac in, you know, that Silverado, the 1981 version, built like a boat where the alignments I was going on.
With the North Star engine?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, a bunch of crap. All big old fancy boat. That some bitch should be on Gilligan's Island, shipwrecked those miles of Cadillacs, if you know what I mean. Anywho, I remember it came in and that fancy guy got out of the car. Kind of looked like Ted Knight. I remember Ted Knight in the that Mary Tyler Moore show. Man, she was a devil. It's sinstress back there. Gorgeous little gal. Anywho, he left a booger on that damn wheel and that dashboard. I swear to you, I saw nerves in it, and it was, if I didn't know better, I thought it was guacamole, but it was his booger because it had hair in it.
That is so wrong on so many.
So I know where you're going with.
Let's get away from that subject.
And you know what? That brings up a great song by Gary Numan. Here in my car.
Speaking of drive-ins, you remember how cheap gas was back then? I remember. The year was 1988. Gas was 78 cents. 78 gosh dang cents. And now today we're at $5 a gallon. Rusty, that's over a 500% increase. 500%. Gosh damn.
Oh, I know, buddy. Look at all the vehicles that vehicles are getting so ridiculous. We've seen a decline in our business only because technology is running these goddamn vehicles. You can sit in front of a goddamn computer, watch porno, watch your stocks, look at pictures of things you got to order on Amazon. You can get in a goddamn car, drive down the street, you fall asleep, goddamn, you're still going to get there. What the hell? What the hell? I'm telling you right now, Zeke, things have got to change.
I don't know.
And if we are going to create some kind of a change, this is what we got to do. We got to fight the good fight. You know, it's like that song Triumph made back in the 80s.
That's a fight great one. Fight. Why don't we play that one?
We'll take you out right now with some Triumph, with Fight the Good Fight and a double doser of another three-piece band back in the 1980s. We're going to get a little rough with something like Motorhead, Killed by Death. You're listening to Zeke and Rusty around here, Back to the 80s Radio. Oh, I'm going to snort some Viagra and go home. If you notice, your sister brought out drinks. Take it away.
Put that Jack Daniels bottle down. It's going to be the death of you. Damn. I'll buy you the good stuff. I'll buy you Woodford Reserve, and you come out with that Jack Daniels crap. Give me that bottle.
Dispense with the pleasantries. You're listening to Toscano and Chang. You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
This is Back to the 80s Radio. We just played a couple songs that, you know, with me fighting along with Rusty over here because he doesn't like my bourbon because he prefers the cheap stuff. I forgot who we played. Bottom line is we played good music. You know, Rusty, one of the things we had back in the 1980s is good music. Gosh dang it, everything was good. Not only was rock, we also had all kinds of music. Let me give you a quick example. I like a band called New Order. And they had a song because they were antisocial. It was like a post-punk song, post-punk beat. And they had a song called Temptation, 1981. True story. Great band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I do like that band. We're going to talk about a band that makes a statement. We can't forget about the originators of hip-hop. And I'm not going back into the late 70s with Sugar Hill Gang. I'm talking about none other than Public Enemy and N.W.A.
Where you from?
Straight out of Compton, another crazy ass nigga. When punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this, but the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records,
right,
you know,
right.
Early time talking about the struggle and the realism of life. It's cause we weren't always city slickers. And I did grow up in Southern California, you know, cause my daddy was a sailor. The Navy. So we migrated to Southern California. That's another story, anywho.
What about
good tunes like that?
What about Run DMC?
Oh, we're talking about Run DMC. That's one great band that merged with Aerosmith. It created a whole new sound of hip hop merging with rock and roll. I mean, hell, we lived in a generation, goddammit, where we were creators, not followers.
Now, there's a lady that I'm thinking of. She became real big. Supposedly, she had some kind of a hit single back in 85 and top 40. I don't remember her one bit. I can tell you that now she is huge because of a show called Stranger Things. I'm talking about Kate Bush. The song is called Running Up That Hill. I can tell you that song was in the top 40 in 85, but it became even bigger in 2022.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, Kate Bush. Let's not forget about, artists like, you know, Miss Kate Bush. I'm only, how about we talk about Miss Linda Ronstadt?
Oh, I forgot about Linda.
You know, she had her go in the 70s, and she was cracking them out in the 80s. And hell, we're going to talk about 80s gals. Let's not forget about Miss Dolly Parton.
Working 9 to 5, what a way.
Oh, we won't talk about them. How about your favorite band? Oh, man. Come on, Z.
I can tell you, speaking of fancy ladies, what about Madonna? Holy Toledo, Ohio.
Every time you seen a picture of Madonna, you felt like you was dirty. Lord have mercy. I remember
I didn't feel dirty.
I came home one time. I was out in Montebello, California with my cousin, Roberto. And we went to this little record shop and I got me a poster of Madonna in that Like a Virgin outfit. Man, I went home and I put it up in my room along with my Black Sabbath and Judas Priest, Iron Maiden posters. I had a couple of posters of Vixen. Didn't like the band, but they was hot. And I put her up right there at the back of my door. That way I could look at her and she could look at me and I could go to sleep.
I had her pinned up my ceiling. It was Madonna. It was myself and my six shooter.
I'll bet you had that Farrah Fawcett poster from the 70s also.
Oh, you know I did. I had all three Charlie's Angels from the 70s pinned up on my 80s wall. Ah, you know something, Rusty? Nowadays, with everything going on in society and computers and and social media and people and the wars and people hating. And oh man, that makes me just want to go back to the 1980s all over again. Every time we take that time machine to the 1980s, wouldn't you want to stay there? Because I'm thinking right now, grabbing my belongings and just going back and just staying in 1980, ending in 1989, and just doing it all over again.
I want to go back to 1980 at a time when we were at the turn of something. We were kind of like the tide rolling in on the shore, embarking the sand and the land, crashing from a humongous wave, but an aftershock of what it was, bringing in new life, rolling back the tide at the crest of an evening. The 80s, I would go back in a heartbeat, and I would like to go back to a time to where I could listen to that one album again from my favorite Beatle of all time, the late, great John Lennon, his 1980s album, before he was killed by that ruthless motherfucker. I said it. When we had a hope and a glimpse where we were going to be peaceful, things were going to change, open minds were created and running this country. Jimmy Carter could have been something bigger than just a peanut farmer, could have been a great president if maybe we would have listened, but we didn't. But if we could go back, I'd like to go back to the 1980s, right before they killed John Lennon. To me, killed the hope of goddamn America. Call him what you want, a goddamn hippie. Call him a communist like the FBI decided to do with Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, who clumsily wore women's garments and lived with a man, but went after everybody else. Goddamn, I'll speak the truth. It's already done. He's dead. What's he going to do? Come after me? Bring the hearse that brought your ass to the goddamn graveside, Hoover Doover. Make a great vacuum, though, Hoover. I think tonight before we end the show, we got to take out the show with a couple of tunes that mean something to people like you and me.
There is no other age but the 80s when you want to live it good. And before that, even the 70s, I could tell you. But let me tell you something. The reason why we're in a pits right now, going straight to hell, is because we forgot where we came from. All of us. We let it go. We got too excited with technology. We allowed things to be invented that should never be invented. You know, just because something is convenient doesn't mean that we should have it. And we allowed every crap show that's going on right now, every decision, every leader in this nation, good or bad, most of them are because of what happened back then. And all these youngins today, I can tell you it's a bittersweet madness out there. You know, we had dreams, we had visions and plans, and we just had a life of broken promises. And now, what do we got to show for? Nothing. We'll be back some other time here whenever Toscano and Chang take another day off or so. So on that note, Rusty, I'm going to go out with a song from 1984, a song called Broken Promises. There's a line in this song that says, I remember those songs on the radio, the jasmine, the wind in your hair, and how it hurts to remember those days. It's a song by Survivor here on Back to the 80s Radio. Keep dreaming. Keep having them visions for the future. But most of all, keep holding the 80s close to heart. Because after all, that's all we got.
Summer and smoke, diamonds and dust. Go where you will, do what you must. The promise was made.
I remember the songs on the radio, the jazz. say I'm crazy. Give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. Shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind.